don't know what the cost is on that. I know that the greenhouse caterpillar tunnels, they can be kind of pricey, especially some of that greenhouse material can get kind of expensive. And a lot of times they use the chain link top rail for the bows on them and so forth. So they actually have a bending jig to bend them. So, yeah, that would be kind of nice, but again, you know, you don't want a giant kite either, so it's got to be anchored somehow. And I'm surprised about your deck. I'm surprised that the township had a fit about that, because there is a setback requirement, and as long as you meet that setback requirement and you pulled your permit, they really shouldn't have anything to say about it.
Yeah, when I put it up many years ago, I had to change the design of it. Because, yeah, and the problem is, my house sits out to the road closer than everybody else's on my side. All of the other houses sit back further in, so the neighbor's is back a little more, and the one next to that's back a little bit more, and so on. So they weren't going to, they had, you know, well, you can't put a deck out, because if you put a deck, then it's going to block the view of your neighbor in the house. And I'm like, now, wait a second here, you know. There's got to be something. I'm not putting something out that far. But all three of the houses, I'm the one furthest to the road. And if you look at them, each one is probably another 4 feet back than the next one. So, yeah, I had to change the size of it because of that.
Okay, like I said, they got minimum setback requirements, and as long as you meet those, generally you're good.